I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
She's saying 100 places where potential human remains are: Spruce Pine down the river. National Guard finally came through and tagged them. The places they marked them for body recovery later. It's just Spruce Pine. She says. Desperate folks in Asheville over the weekend. I mean, the videos were everywhere, but you're not supposed to believe that. You're not supposed to believe them. You're supposed to believe Joe Biden, who says the people in Asheville are quite happy after he remembered where the storm zone was. He forgot. He flew over it, was asked, do they need anything? And he couldn't remember when the storm zone. What storm zone? I don't remember. You flew over it, moron. This guy needs to go in a corner somewhere to just drool and have ice cream, a little bit of pudding, and just live out his days in peace. If you fly over the storm zone and you don't remember what storm zone, you need to check out 25th Amendment time, buddy.
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What do the states in the storm zone, what do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone.
Yes,
oh!
Sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about.
Who knows?
They're getting everything they need. They're very happy.
They're very happy. They're extremely happy. Hear the joy.
We've never experienced anything like this.
We still have no power, no water, really no way to go to the restroom. We've lost friends.
This is like a Katrina on steroids. Everybody that I know is isolated from everything else, resources.
This is the worst. Ain't nothing even come close to it. It flooded my house.
Pray for everybody here. You know there are people with nothing.
This weekend. I just played a montage earlier of person after person after person after person after person. We haven't seen FEMA. We haven't seen the military. We're on our own. Nobody helped us but locals. Glenn Beck helped us. That came up a lot. Mercury One's out there. That's his charity. On the ground for days. For days. When Joe Biden finally figures out what storm zone they're talking about, he says, no, everybody's very happy.
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What do the states in the storm zone, what do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone.
Oh! Yes,
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
Very happy. They're extremely happy. They smell their dead neighbors from their yard. But, I mean, other than that, it's like really, really cool. And let's talk tampons, shall we? On the Call Her Daddy sex podcast. That's what Kamala was up to this weekend while those people pled for their lives. So, you know. Texter writes, good morning. I am listening to you on the Odyssey app on my phone on the way to work. Unable to pick you up on the FM dial. Yes, we are down. I apologize for that. Our engineers are working on it right now. It's a great time, by the way, if you normally listen to terrestrial radio, to check out 989WORD.com. You can stream us there. You can also check out my Rumble channel, Tara Servatius. We always stream there, too. So lots of great ways to get us. If that fails, you go right on my X account, at Tara Servatius. Stream there too. And I tried putting the streaming up on my Facebook page this morning. I don't know if the FBI is going to allow that. They generally will let me stream on the 98.9 Facebook page, but I'm not allowed to on my own page because I'm a Russian disinformer. But yeah, so check there. I got to go look on Facebook, see if the FBI is going to allow that this morning. They have me locked down for a while, so I don't know. It's a very dangerous show. We say true things and that doesn't work out well for the left, so I'm pretty locked down. Folks, we're just getting started today. I'm going to explain all of this in a way no one else will today because I spent a lot of the weekend researching this. And I understand what's actually happening, why they're doing this in Asheville. And you know what? What people on our side are saying is actually wrong. I did all the math on it. Well, they don't, Biden administration doesn't care about these people up there because they're Republicans. Actually, no. No, that's not it. I did the math, okay? The five counties that are effectively shut down. So it's like Asheville, it's like Buncombe, right? You know, Buncombe has 273,000 people. Do you know that in just Buncombe County, there are 102,000 Democrats by registration? What about the five counties total? How many Republicans are there by registration? 90,000. There's more Democrats. They're doing this to their own voters. They have absolute contempt for the lives of their own voters. So why are they doing this? I will explain. Got to stay tuned, though.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.